This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, overnight cues are quite mixed, given the fact that while there is positive news as far as the economic front is concerned, remember the IFS yesterday went ahead and boosted global growth forecast for economies across. Along with that, it also went ahead and increased and upped its India growth forecast. Now, when you're talking about the US indices, yesterday they saw mixed calls, with the Nasdaq bearing the brunt of the selling pressure. Alphabet and Microsoft witnessed selling pressure despite earnings beat. Remember, Alphabet's ad revenues missed estimates, and that led to the kind of sell-off that you saw over there. Now coming to the Indian markets. Indian markets yesterday opened, saw a gap up opening, but it gave up early gains and in fact closed at the day's lowest point, indicating and highlighting the kind of volatility that we've seen throughout January. Remember, today is the last trading session as far as the month is concerned. Reliance did see a bit of profit booking after the record-breaking rally the previous session. ITC and Bajaj Finserv, as well as Bajaj Finance, were amongst the key drags as far as the market was concerned, given the fact that the earnings missed estimates and also saw a lot of analyst downgrades coming in as far as the EPS estimates were concerned for these two companies. Broader markets displayed resilience as well as a relative outperformance when you're comparing them against the benchmark indices. Which are the key results to keep an eye out for today? Sun Pharma, Bank of Baroda, Shree Cement, Dabur, as well as Maruti will be declaring their results today. And when you're talking about which are the companies to keep an eye out for, well, L&T, large order inflow guidance upgrade coming in, largely along expected lines given the kind of order momentum that has been seen. However, the margin miss as far as analyst estimates are concerned does indicate that you may see a bit of a sell-off as far as L&T is concerned, at least at the start of the trading session. Also, Dr. Reddy's, SRF, these are the other companies that declared their results post-market hours yesterday. Asian markets indicating a subdued start, GIFT Nifty indicating a moderately mild start to our own markets today.